You can go to our Home Builders Association website. That'll give you, you know, dates, times, a map. You can also go to the, you know, like Lewis Drug or Hy-Vee or Gas Stop, and they've got the Home Ideas magazines, and all the Home Ideas magazines have maps in them also.
Okay, where do I start?
You can start anywhere you want. You know, you look in those magazines, and you can look at price ranges of houses. You know, if you're looking for something, you know, in your price range, or if you're just looking to go and dream, you know, you can go to the big houses too. So,
how many homes?
We got around 78, I think it was.
Okay.
Yep.
And in Sioux Falls, Brandon, where are we looking at?
Sioux Falls, Harrisburg, and T, kind of surrounding here.
Highest end, the big dream home, where's that one at?
There's several of them around that million and million and a half. So
now, when we go to these homes, what do we want to be aware of? How do we conduct ourselves?
Well, you know, the best thing is most grown-ups are pretty good. It's the kids that most builders worry about, jumping on furniture and, you know, just slamming doors and that sort of thing. That's kind of what we worry about a little bit. And you kind of just, you know, chew on your finger while the kids slam the doors, you know. So
now, is this where we take our shoes off?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know, like my house, we have a pre-sold house and we're one of the feature homes. The homeowners asked us that, you know, no bare feet, you know, and everyone wears booties, that type of thing. So, and that's not too big a deal. You just slip some shoe covers over top of your shoes and walk on through the house. So it's not too big a deal.
Now, do you kind of follow a path or can you wander?
You just wander wherever you want. Take it at your own pace and that sort of thing.
Yeah. What are we going to be looking at? I mean, as far as something new, is there something hot and trendy out
there?
You
know, that's kind of always a tough question, you know, something new, because every builder always tries to do something different. You know, if you don't ever change with the times, you're going to die, you know. Yeah. So there's always new things out there. It's just hard for me to say what's exactly new this spring. So
as I go through these homes, am I getting new ideas? Is there a possibility that I might talk to one of you guys and actually get a home
Absolutely. Build? You know, the best part about the spray to homes is that you're meeting exactly with the builders, you know. So if you want to talk to a builder, now is the time to get out and get face-to-face and get some hands-on, you know, because you can see what they do and touch and feel and, you know, see what, you know, their houses are all about.
Your $5 fee for...
There's two feature homes.
Okay.
There's one on the south side of town and one on kind of the northeast side of town. One in Prairie Hills, one in Arbor's Edge. Those are both $5 to get in, and it goes to the Home Builders Care Foundation.
And talk about that foundation. What does that do?
You know, the Care Foundation, we do, you know, tools for schools, you know, the high schools and some of the colleges around. We do scholarships, you know, for kids going into the construction trade. And then we also do repair affair with that money also. So it's going to a good cause.
Another big weekend coming up. Did I read right on your website you got awards and things too?
Yeah, there's awards handed out. And we do that every year, you know, for different price ranges of houses. We have judges come from the colleges, like Southeast Tech and stuff like that. We have three or four of them go through every house. Yeah, we hand out awards last Saturday night. So.
Okay. And again, if I need to get a hold of a map, where can I go? What's the best spot?
You know, the Gas Stop, Hy-Vee, or Lewis Drug, you know, they've all got the Home Ideas magazine. So anywhere you can find a Home Ideas